奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证分享。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify and share.
啊，愿神祝福我们在座的朋友以及弟兄姐妹。
May God bless all of the friends and brothers and sisters here.
啊，晚上要跟大家谈一个对人非常重要的问题。
This evening, we would like to study a topic that's very important to all of us.
就是分享生命的见证。
It's the topic of a living testimony.
记得几年前在印尼发生一个大地震。
There was a great earthquake in Indonesia a couple years back.
然后造成海啸。
And it led to the tsunamis.
使得附近的区域和国家也受到了影响。
And all the nations around the country were impacted.
那有一个观光的岛屿叫做普吉岛。
And there was a particular island named the.
有人说那边的风景真的是人间天堂。
So there is one particular island where the scenery is like heaven on earth.
当时有许多国家的游客来到那边玩。
There were many international tourists there at the time.
结果碰上了海啸这个问题。
But then the tsunamis came.
很多人因此就被大海啸给冲掉了。
Many people were swept away by the waves.
很多地方死了不少人。
Quite a few deaths occurred.
那其中有一个女性的游客。
Now there was a female tourist.
她被海啸冲的时候刚好被救难人员给救上来。
As she was being swept away, she was rescued.
但是她的朋友、亲戚离开这世界了。
But her friends and her relatives left this world.
当记者问她的时候
So when the reporter interviewed her,
在海啸的灾难中你能够存活下来
Asking her how she is able to survive the tsunami.
问她对这一次的灾难有什么样的感想
And what thoughts she had of all these events.
她说她的好朋友离开了
She said my good friend has left.
他们没有办法存活
They could not survive.
所以她很无奈地讲了这么一句话
So she said sadly.
她说我只能说在不对的时间我来到不对的地方
I was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
如果早知道会发生这种大地震海啸的灾难
If I had known that there would be such a great earthquake in the tsunami, we would never have come to this wrong place. And we would not have taken this vacation at the wrong time.
当他这样讲的时候,
when she said this,
我们听到了这种讲话,
when we hear someone say something like this,
也觉得对那些在灾难中死亡的这些朋友也非常悲伤。
And we feel sad for those who died from this tragedy.
这个新闻非常震惊全世界。
This was a shocking news to everyone.
但我们可以发现一件事实。
But we learn a truth from it.
也就是说，人无法掌控自己的生命。
That is, man cannot control his own life.
人的生命很脆弱。
Man's life is very fragile.
很多事情如果能够知道，我们就可以避免生命的危险。
If we knew certain things would happen, then we can stay away from it.
但是大家觉得很好玩，很快乐。
But everybody is glad and joyful about it.
谁知道在这么快乐的时候
，Who would have thought at this moment of happiness?
却发生了这样的悲伤的事。
Such a tragedy would occur.
所以圣经讲的没有错。
So the Bible is right in saying.
我们请看传道书的第三章第一节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1.
传道书第三章的第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. So verse 1, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven.
在这里很清楚地告诉我们
Here it tells us very clearly.
他说天下的万物万事都有时间
That to everything there is a season.
这个时间一到事情就结束
And when the time is up, something, the
但是对于我们人来说
But for man,
我们人有出生的时候
There is a time to be born.
也有肉体生命离开死亡的时候
and a time for us to physically die
所以这个天下万物其实有它一定的时间的时候
there is a time for everything in this world
所以 很多事情并不是我们人自己可以做生命的掌管者。
We cannot hold on and control our own lives.
我们只能说我们在有限的生命里面可以做出对自己尽本分的事。
All we can do is do our best in our limited life.
所以在传道书的八章八节那里说
In Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8 it says
无人可以掌管生命和死期
That no one has power over their spirit to retain life.
这生与死啊是无人能免的一个战争。
It's a battle that no one can fight.
我们可以看到很多的警官还在。
Oh, there are many possible scenarios.
但是我们认识的亲戚朋友已经不在我们这个世界的环境。
But we have friends and relative family members that are no longer with us.
很多的事情都是这样的。
And this is what happens most of the time.
这个就表明了一个人生命的一种短暂过程。
It shows how short and brief our lives are.
也表明了人的生命其实也面临着很多的苦难和问题的冲击。
And it shows how much trouble can exist in our lives.
所以这是我们所了解的。
So this is all something that we can understand.
人的生命真的很脆弱。
Life is fragile.
我们就根据圣经里面来谈一谈有关这生命的问题。
So let us use the Bible to study the problem of life.
请看约翰福音的第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter
1. 约翰福音第一章的三节四节。
John chapter 1 verse 3 and 4.
一章的三节四节。
John chapter 1 verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made.4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
在这里很清楚地直接这样告诉我们世人。
Here it tells us very clearly.
世界万物都是借着神造的。
That all things were made through him.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
And without him nothing was made.
然后第四节就讲到。
It says.
万物能够生长。
That in him was life.
All things was grew up. 万物能够生长，这都在神手中。
That everything is made under God.
因为有一个事实就是生命在神里面哦。
Because life is in Christ.
所以这很清楚的这样说到。
Here it tells us very clearly.
生命的来源是从神这边来的
That the source of life is God
而且是在他里面他所掌控的
That life is under his control
所以有一位使徒保罗他这样做见证
There's Apostle Paul who once testified
神将生命气息万物赏赐给人、哦、
That God has given all things to man
这个使徒保罗他也亲自体验到生命就在这位神里面呢
Paul personally experienced how life belongs to God.
如果我们看到创世纪第一章和第二章的时候
Just looking at Genesis chapter 1 verse and chapter 2
那里讲到两个非常重要创造的来源
Here it talks about two important sources of creation
第一个是宇宙万物的来源
Once, oh, the creation of the universe
我们看到了这个世界
We see this world
所有的万物
And all things that
都是神亲自创造。
They are all created personally by God.
第二个就讲到另外一个来源。
Second, it talks about another origin.
也就是人的来源。
The origin of man.
根据创世纪第二章的第七节说到。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 says.
人是神用他的形象由泥土来造的。
Man was created in the likeness of God.
然后最后把气吹在这个人的鼻孔里面。
And then he breathed life into his nostrils.
他就成为有灵有生命的活人了。
And the dirt became a living being.
这圣经很直接的就讲人的来源就是神亲自创造了。
The Bible tells us clearly that man came from God.
但是我们的科学常常用自己的理论想法说人是从猩猩猴子演变来的。
But science wants to say that man came from apes.
如果这个理论可以成立
，If that is true，
那照道理应该猩猩猴子就不存在了。
Then there should no longer be any apes and monkeys anymore.
甚至猩猩猴子可以跟人通婚。
And that apes and monkeys can intermarry with men.
但是事实不是这样啊。
But that is not reality.
圣经直接就讲啊。
The Bible tells us.
是神造人呢。
That God created man.
照着他的形象造男造女啊。
God created man and woman in his likeness.
创世纪很开宗明义就交代了这个人的来源跟世界万物的来源了。
The Genesis begins with the origin of the universe and of mankind.
所以万物包括人在神面前是赤露敞开的。
So all things of this earth, including man, are naked before God.
是我们人在神面前很坦白的。
So we are open before Him.
他知道我们的一切。
He knows everything.
所以从这里我们真的更加印证，神赐予人生命，生命从他来啊。
So there's further evidence that man comes from God. Man's life comes from God.
我们再来谈第二个方向。
Let's look at another direction.
请看《约翰福音》第一章的四节的下半段。
The second half of John chapter 1 verse
4. 这里说，这生命就是人的光。
The life was the light of men.
这里讲的没有错。
Here it says correctly.
我们人有了基本的生命，我们人才能活着。
That man needs life in order to survive.
人活着才能够做什么，想什么。
And only when we are living can we think.
你缺乏了基本的生命。
If we do not have this basic life,
你就是成为一个身体的躯壳，但是你不能有思想动作。
And we may just have the shell but no thought.
所以有生命，你人就有光哎。
So if there is life, then there is light.
表明了你生存的一个生活的动作。
And it shows our life, how we live.
我们再来看这个传道书的第三章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
请看二节到八节。
Let's look at verse 2 through verse 8.
二节到八节，这里就是所罗门王讲的人生命的现象。
So here, King Solomon talks about life.
这里说人出生有时哦。
That there is a time to be born.
死也有时候哦。
A time to die.
那栽种东西有它的时节哦。
A time to plant.
你要拔出要收割也有它的时节哦。
And a time to pluck what is planted.
三节又说啊。
Verse 3,
征战也有时候、
哦、a time to kill.
人生病医治也有时候、
哦、and a time to heal.
那建造房屋有时候建造也有时候拆毁、啊、
and there's a time to build up and a time to break down.
第四节
Verse 4,
人有时候会哭
a time to weep.
有时笑
a time to laugh.
我们一直这样看下去的时候
if you keep, continue.
这一些都是在表明了人生命生活的现象、啊、
It all shows scenes in our lives.
那圣经里面记载有一位古圣徒叫约伯、啊、
The Bible speaks of a man named Job.
他经历了人生的一场大患难。
He faced a great tribulation.
但是他在面对这样的患难的时候
But when he faced this trial,
他也亲自感受到
He personally experienced
人真的非常无用
How useless a human is.
在当时乌斯地他是最有财富的一个人、哦、
In that land, he was the wealthiest person in the
land. 但是一天之内他发生了这么多的灾难
But so many trials came in one day.
孩子十个都死了
all 10 children died
然后有敌人来抢夺甚至践踏他的财产
enemies took over all his property
甚至他本身长了毒疮
then he acquired leprosy
他变成一无所有
he now possessed nothing
他从最富有的生活环境掉到极贫穷的人间炼狱、啊、
he fell from the peak of prosperity toAbsolute nothingness.
所以这样的人生是非常非常的痛楚的。
This is very tragic.
他深深的感受到。
Personally experienced it all.
人本来出生就是赤着身体来到世界。
Naked a man is born.
人走了也是两手空空的离开这世界。
And empty-handed a man leaves.
但是在人生命的这种现象里面。
But during these times of life,
他体会到一个很重要的人生信仰的道理。
He experienced a very vivid living testimony.
也就是说，赏赐在神。
That all things come from God.
收取也在神。
And all things can be taken away by God.
所以人生命的经历。
So in these life experiences.
说起来，你我大家都面临 大同小异的问题啊。
That we may face troubles big and small.
啊，这些事情，这些问题，也会造成我们在人生生命的历程上的一些烦恼或者是考验。
And these situations can give us some worries and some tests.
如果我们在查考这个传道书的时候，
If we continue to study the book of Ecclesiastes,
我们从当中也可以做这一方面的了解。
We can come to an understanding.
原来人经历许多的事情，
That man experiences many things.
也有神的意思在里面。
Because God has His reasons for it.
我们来看这个传道书三章十节。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 10.
这里说所罗门王他看见神叫世人劳苦。
Yes, Solomon has seen the God-given task of which is
that. 使世人们在其中受经验。
That they are being tested.
这样看起来人经历各种的生命的现象。
So, regardless of what we experience.
这些在世界各个角落人也都会遇到啊。
There are things that people can experience in all corners of the world.
那在这个时候到底神的用意对我们世人有什么呢？
What is God's intention for man?
在这段经文里面提到了两个目的。
Yeah, this passage tells us two reasons.
第一个目的在十一节里面记载。
In verse 11.
这里说神造万物让各按其实成为美好。
He has made everything beautiful in its time.
万物万事都有它的时候。
So in all things there is a time.
有它一定的时间。
His particular
time. 但是这些也都是神在掌控哦。
But God is in control of it all.
目的叫人在这样的生活环境里面经验的时候。
And the purpose is so that when man is experiencing that particular situation, it says in the latter half of verse 11,
乃是要世人将永生安置在人的心里面。
So that he can put eternity in our hearts.
那原文小字说将这永远，也就是永恒的事，要放在世人心里面。
In other words, according to the original sense, he will put the things of eternity.
很直接的，如果在宗教信仰的历程，这个历程上来讲。
So if we speak about it in terms of our spiritual
life. 永生安置在世人里面，也就是把神的话安置在世人的心里面。
If he has put eternity in our hearts, it means that he has put his word in our hearts.
这样子对人的生命是有帮助的。
And this is very of great help to our life.
从世界自然的作为里面。
In all things that happen in the world.
从人生的经历里面的感受。
In all the reflections on life experiences.
人需要一个从神来的力量来帮助我们。
We need God's strength to help us.
那第二个目的啊。
The second goal.
人在这样的劳苦，这样的经验里面呢。
Is that, and during our struggles,
神的用意对人有什么呢？
What is God's intention?
我们看十四节。
Look at verse 14.
我知道神一切所做的都必永存。
I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever.
无所增添，也无所减少。
Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken
from it. 神这样行。
God does it.
是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。
That men should fear before him.
所以当我们在世上经历了许多的事。
So when we encounter various experiences,
你的经验越丰富，你却会发现人是非常无用的。
The more experiences you have, the more useless you realize.
所以这个时候，
and so during those
times, 原来神的用意是叫人在神面前存敬畏神的心。
We realize that God wants us to develop a
reverence. 人是肉体的生命存活是一个事实。
It is true that God gives us physical life.
但是我们面临许多的问题。
But we face so many difficulties.
并不是人都是万能啊。
And mankind are not.
比如说心灵的不平安。
Omnipotent. Sometimes when we feel no peace in our heart.
身体疾病的问题。
Or we may lose
our physical health. 精神的问题。
Or some emotional problems.
甚至生活环境这个天灾人祸的问题。
Or there may be natural disasters.
一天问题不解决。
And if you don't solve these problems,
人就一直陷入在患难甚至苦难这个黑暗之中。
And a person will fall into tribulation.
尤其罪恶的问题。
Especially the problem of sin.
甚至得救的问题。
And the problem of salvation.
不是人可以照着自己的想法就能够有办法去处理的。
Mankind cannot find a solution for all these things on their own.
那这个时候你有生命。
But we have life.
但是你陷入在患难黑暗中，你拔不出来呀。
Yet if we have sunken into darkness, we can't come out. So what do we do?
我们更需要神的帮助。
We need God's help.
让我们的生命能够得到神光的照亮。
To give us light into our life.
所以， 我们非常渴慕在神里面的生命真的叫人有真光的见证。
We really hope to have the life of God in us so that we can become
testimonies. 第三个方向。
So the third direction.
我们就来看看这位创造宇宙万物独一真神的耶稣基督的见证。
Let us look at the testimony of the creator of all things.
请看约翰福音的十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
十一章我们来看二十五节。
John chapter 11 verse 25.
从二十四节念起。
From verse 24. So Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
二十六节。
26. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
二十七节。
27. She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world.
在这里我们看到了神叫一位死掉的拉撒路从死里复活了。
So, in this section, Jesus has brought Lazarus back to life.
那在这里是拉撒路的姐姐马大跟耶稣的对话。
AndThese verses record the conversation between Lazarus' older sister Martha with Jesus.
马大说：“如果你早在这里，我的兄弟必然不死。”
Martha had said that, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
但是耶稣对他说，
But Jesus says,
复活在我，生命也在我。
That I am the resurrection and the life.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
那这一句话是讲当下，就是那个时候。耶稣这样说，你真的也会有这样的见证啊。
So what he says will happen at that particular moment.
然后二十六节说，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
In verse 26, he says, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
二十五节的下半段是讲现在活着的肉体生命。
In the latter half of verse 25 refers to physical life.
二十六节是讲那个活着的时候信耶稣会得到永远的生命。
In verse 26, it speaks to the eternal life that comes from believing in him.
耶稣，这个马大就回答说，主啊，是的，我相信了。
Martha responds saying, Yes, Lord, I believe.
我信你是基督，是神的儿子啊。
I believe that you are Christ, the Son of God.
耶稣在这里亲自见做见证哎。
Jesus Christ made a personal testimony.
我复活在我，生命也在我。
That I am the resurrection and the life.
我们来看这个第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
当弟弟拉撒路生病的时候，
When Lazarus was sick,
他们就打发人去见耶稣。
They sent someone to go find Jesus.
所以第三节说那个主所爱的拉撒路病了。
Says that Lazarus, the beloved of Jesus, fell sick.
然后呢，到了三十九节。
In verse 39,
耶稣叫人把那个坟墓的石头打开。
Jesus instructs someone to remove the stone.
但是姐姐马大对主耶稣，她现在错了。
But Martha says, "Lord, by this time there's a
death.
For he has been dead 4 days."
所以我们看见人的现象就是生病重了，然后死了，后来错了。
We know the process of life. A person can get sick, and he may die, and then he will begin to rot.
人死了就是这样嘛，生命不在身上嘛。
That's what happens when a person dies because the life is no longer
in them. 但是我们看到耶稣基督，他是这位全能的主哎。
But Jesus Christ is the Almighty God.
他是生命的主宰哎。
He is the source of life.
他要显出他的荣耀，他的见证。
He is here to reveal his glory and his testimony.
所以我们看那个第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
耶稣说。这并不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God.
所以拉撒路生病死掉的这一件事。
So the fact that Lazarus got sick and died.
其实为了要荣耀神。
It is all to glorify God.
所以四十节，耶稣对他姐姐马大说。
In verse 40, Jesus says to Martha.
我不是对你说过吗
？Did I not say to you?
你如果能够信主。
That if you do not, if you were to believe,
就会看见神的荣耀啊。
Then you will see the glory of God.
后来我们看到四十一节到四十四节。
From verse 41 through verse 44.
耶稣亲自医治，而且叫死掉的拉撒路从死里复活。
Jesus Christ personally brings the dead Lazarus back to life.
这真是一个大神迹啊。
This is a great miracle.
在约翰福音里面呢。
The book of John.
一章到十二章被称作神迹篇。
chapter 1 through chapter 12 are
每一个神迹都有神的用意在里面
There's a purpose and an intent to every miracle
也有它的目的在里头
And there's a goal
这个每一个神迹有它的特色
Every miracle has its own
每一个神迹都指向这位耶稣基督就是生命的主宰
And every miracle reveals how Jesus Christ
如果能够信靠他
If you can trust in him
在他里面没有缺乏
And there is nothing lacking
是丰富的
You're full
如果能够信靠他
If you can trust in him
在他里面有永恒的生命
In him there is eternal life
所以 这几个神迹啊
So all these
都显明这位荣耀的主耶稣他就是这位永生的主
reveal how this Jesus Christ is the eternal God
所以他亲自来做见证我就是生命的主复活在我
he comes as a personal testimony saying that I am the resurrection
所以从这三方面我们可以了解
so from these directions we can
一个真正的生命的见证就是在耶稣基督里面造成的
That the true living testimony is in Christ.
有一个先生
There was a husband.
他面临一个很大的问题
He was facing a great problem.
他所爱的太太生病了
His beloved wife grew ill.
本来非常高兴
At first he was happy.
因为他的太太怀孕了
Because his wife was pregnant.
他也快做爸爸
He was about to be a father.
他的肚子比谁都还大
And her stomach was bigger than everyone.
当去给医生检查的时候
But when they went into a doctor's exam,
原本以为是很像双胞胎一样
They thought they were to have twins.
但是医师检查之后
But after the doctor's examination,
他先恭喜他们有身孕没有错
At first, the doctor congratulated them saying,
但是另外一个坏消息
But there is bad news.
在子宫的地方也长了一公斤的瘤
There is a tumor that is 1 kilogram in weight in her uterus.
而且是很恶性的瘤。
And this is highly cancerous.
很高兴要做爸爸。
So he was happy to become a father.
但是孩子的旁边长了一个很大的瘤。
But there is a tumor right next to the baby.
哇，这个要高兴还是要哭，不知道。
So he didn't know whether to laugh or to cry.
因为医生说。
Because the doctor said,
你只能选择一个
you can only choose one.
看你要选孩子还是太太
Do you want the child or the wife?
哇他很难决定耶
And he had a hard time deciding.
不知道怎么办耶
He didn't know what to do.
那在医院顾太太的时候也没办法讲话
And even as he was watching over the wife in the hospital, he didn't know what to say.
也没办法高兴
He couldn't be happy.
在这种最难的抉择里面
And during such a dilemma,
不知道怎么办是好
He didn't know what to do.
所以他跟他太太说我出去散散心
So he told his wife I'm going to go out to take a walk
哇他就走到火车站
So he walked to the train station
然后好像没有他的存在一样
It was as though he didn't exist
有生命要做抉择是他的太太或者是这个孩子
He needed to make a decision whether it be the life of the wife
他因为是一家人所以他也备受影响很难过
So since they are one family He was affected by this
他就随便上这个买票上火车
So he bought a train ticket And got on the train
就这样发呆
And he was just
然后坐火车就从中部台湾中部坐到南部才发现我怎么跑来南部
And so he rode the train From the middle of Taiwan down
一个大男人也变得无神就变成迷迷糊糊
A fully grown man who has just gone completely blind.
到了南部的车站才想到啊，我错了，我上山心跑来这里，又再坐火车过来。
So only when he reached
中部
the south end of Taiwan did he realize, hey, I'm taking the wrong train. So he had to take another.
在回来的时候，他承受不了这种痛苦。
And when he got back, he just could not take the pain.
他很爱他的太太。
He truly loved his wife.
也非常期待。新生命的出来啊孩子
He also greatly anticipated the coming of life
但是他只能在这两个中间选一个
Yeah, he can only choose one out of two
而且医生说如果开刀瘤拿掉还不见得保存太太的生命
And the doctor even said Even if they took out the tumor They can't guarantee it will save the wife
已经有一公斤这么大
Because the tumor is
而且是恶性瘤
And because it's highly cancerous
很难过
It was very difficult
所以他越想越难过
More he thought about it, more bad.
一个大男人呢，就在火车上突然就大声哭啊，哭的让旁边的人都吓一跳了。
In the middle of the train, this grown man started to weep, and everyone was shocked.
所以旁边的人很害怕，这个很多人就离开，所以他那个坐的位置旁边好几个位置没有人坐。
So everyone who sat around him left.
哇，一个大男人在火车上哭了很久。
A grown man crying in the train for a long time.
他觉得不好意思。
And then he felt embarrassed.
然后跑到那个洗手间。
So he went to the washroom.
那就不敢再回到这个车厢，就跑到另外一个车厢站着。
And he was afraid to go back to that train, that car, so he went to another car to stand.
告诉自己不要再哭了，一个大男人。
And told himself, I will not cry anymore.
有什么了不起？
What?
天塌下来，男人要扛啊。
Even if the heavens would fall, a man needs to bear.
他心里这样想啊。
So he thought of this.
但是那个眼泪不听话，一直流啊。
But the tears refused to obey.
他现在只是把声音控制了。
He only controlled his voice.
就在这个时候。
But at this point.
他发现这个火车的地板上面有一个有一张纸。
He realized that there was a piece of paper on the floor of the train car.
他就拿来看。
So he picked it up.
一看的时候，哦，有一个生命的主的恩典的见证。
It was a testimony of God's grace.
哇，他就把这张纸啊，单张啊，从前面看到后面。
So he read the entire piece of paper.
哇，摸着那一张看完以后很感动啊。
And he was greatly touched.
我就是需要这个耶稣基督的生命啊。
And he said, I need this life from Christ.
哇，我要找啊。
I need to seek it.
哎，他就注意看那个住址跟电话。
So then he looked for the address and the phone number.
写着我们台中市真耶稣教会的住址电话。
And it had the address of a church.
哇，好高兴啊。
He was so happy.
哇，他一直反复读好几遍。
And he read it again and again.
我这个时候需要主生命的光临到。
I need the life of Christ right now.
哇，所以他一下车赶快冲到医院。
So he got off the train and ran to the hospital.
然后讲给他太太听。
And told his wife.
他太太也拿来看。
And his wife read the
paper. 他们就联络。
And they, so they got in contact with the church.
刚好教会有人。
Happened that someone was at the church.
请他们来聚会。
So they invited them to service.
哇，感谢主耶。
Thank God.
他们就这样子来教会聚会。
That's how they came to church service.
这个教会的人说要祷告，他们就祷告。
And so the church member said, you have to pray.
哎，要听道理啊，他们也听道理。
You must listen to sermons, so they listen to sermons.
很注意听讲。
They listened attentively.
怎么样见证这位生命的主耶稣基督？
To how the testimonies of how Jesus Christ is
the Savior. 人的尽头就是神恩典的开始。
The end of man's ability is a
beginning. 这个很奇妙的。
And this is miraculous.
不知道哪一个人拿到这个传单。
Who knows who had that flyer?
然后掉在火车上。
And dropped it on the train.
他散散心，走错了，结果找到这一张。
And it's only because he walked at a different car that he found the flyer.
这里面有神美好的安排。
This is really God's providence.
哇，他们就这样子晚上也参加聚会。
So they started to attend
evening service. 安息日也参加聚会。
And Sabbath service.
然后祷告神。
And they prayed.
很奇妙的。
Miraculously.
他们。得到了神宝贵的圣灵。
They received the precious Holy Spirit.
哎，那个传道说，你第一句话要讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告哦。
And the pastor told them first, you have to say.
接下来你要讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣哦。
Then you have to say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
嘴巴要迫切的讲。
You must speak earnestly.
用心来渴慕神的帮助。
You must seek God's help.
渴慕神的圣灵。
You must ask.
你的认真，你的用心，神知道。
And your energy and your focus.
你其他的话放在心里面。
And everything else just put in your heart.
求主引导。
Ask God to guide you.
他们祷告是很认真的。
So they prayed very focused.
一祷告，两个跪下就是哭泣了。
As soon as they knelt down to pray, they were crying in tears because they were praying.
感谢主，神是怜悯人的神。
God is a merciful God.
这位生命的主宰。
This holder of life.
渐渐的要进入到他们无用的黑暗的生命里面。
Is about to enter their useless dark life.
得到宝贵的圣灵之后。
After they received.
高兴的不得了。
They were so happy.
更加热心。
They were more fervent.
心中有了一个盼望。
Because now they have hope.
后来再回到医院。
So they eventually went back to the hospital.
医生就在检查。
Doctor made another checkup.
也等了他们一段时间。
And they waited.
本来要安排开刀的时间，要等他们决定。
Originally he was waiting for them to.
这一段时间失踪了。
Operation, but these people.
医生问你们去哪里啊
？And they asked the doctor asked them, where did you guys go? And they said we went to the True Jesus Church.
去敬拜神，祷告神。
To worship and pray to God.
那医生就要看一看到底。那个病啊，发展的怎么样
？So the doctor had to check to see the progress.
然后又带他去检查。
They took her in for another exam.
在检查的时候，医生吓到了。
The doctor was shocked by the results.
原来 那个瘤不见了。
The tumor was gone.
孩子也很健康哎。
The baby was healthy.
很奇妙。
It was miraculous.
但是他们在教会耶稣基督里面找到了答案。
They found their answer in Christ Jesus.
所以他们决心要来接受洗礼。
And they made a determination to receive baptism.
感谢主。
And thank God.
孩子顺利生下来。
The child was born.
而且全家也成为神的儿女了。
The entire family became a family of God.
这是一个非常清楚神引导的一个生命的见证。
This is a living testimony of God's guidance.
所以我们能够用谦卑敬畏神的心来认识这位生命之主耶稣基督。
If we could come to know Christ with the humble heart,
神的恩典就会介入到我们的人生生命里面。
Then God's grace will enter our lives.
所以耶稣基督他甚至来这样宣告说。
Jesus Christ once proclaimed.
我们一起来看约翰福音十四章的第六节。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣说：“我就是道路。”
Jesus said, "I am the way."
我就是真理。
The truth.
我就是生命。
And the life.
如果不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣在这里讲得非常清楚哦。
Here Jesus is very clear.
人的世界时空是没有办法跟神永恒的世界有相连的。
Man's world is in no way connected to God's world.
如果不是主耶稣愿意，
If Jesus Christ were not willing,
我们真的找不到这条路。
We would never find the path.
但是今天感谢主，
But thank God,
让我们认识了这位生命的主宰耶稣基督。
We now know Jesus Christ.
借着他，我们才能够有机会，而且有福气，可以通往神国的道路。
Through him, we have the opportunity to walk the path to heaven.
宣告见证这样说。
Here Jesus proclaims,
我就是生命。
I am the life.
如果不借着他，
without him,
没有人能到父神的国那里去。
No one can go to the Father.
所以我们谈到这边，
So we study all
this. 我们非常欢迎亲朋好友，也跟我们一样。
We encourage our friends and family.
哎，能够多拨一些时间。
To dedicate more time,
多多来查考，
to come and study.
甚至很希望能够也一起向这位生命的主祷告，求神的恩典怜悯。
And we hope that you can pray to this, Jesus Christ, or God, the holder of life.
愿神祝福大家。
And God bless everyone.
唱诗368首。
Sing hymn 368.